another murder mystery for David Threlfall as Paolo Baldi in Baldi. Oh,
Tuesday, you go to... Oh, I can't pick out your writing. Boomload?
Broom Lodge. It's an old people's home.
And you do what?
I serve tea and I gossip and I play very bad poker games.
Why don't you minister? Go up there as a priest.
Because, Dilatori, I don't want to pull rank.
That's tosh. As a priest, you go up with twice the power. And many of these people want a priest.
They already have one. Father Maguire. A decent man with no interest in charades and serving cups of weak tea.
That smacks dangerously of secularism. All this work of priest stuff. If all that mattered was that we did good works, I'd be quite happy to let you become a social worker.
Well, you should try it sometime. Learn a lot about Beggar My Neighbour and Scrabble.
You're changing the subject.
Well, I'm bored with the subject, Father Troy. I've agreed to this midterm review of my sabbatical, but it doesn't mean you have to tell me what a priest does.
Wednesday?
My evening off. Chaos and madness. Sometimes I read. Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I do both.
I draw. Thursday?
I correct my students' essays.
Friday?
More essays. Then I go to the film club.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is. There's the Jimmy Stewart season on.
Ah, can I come along? I like Stewart. Destry, Wonderful Life.
No, you've missed both of those, and you're not a student.
Come on, Daddy. There'll be a dog in the manger. There must be associate membership.
Yeah, well, when our relationship becomes that of associates, Dilatori, I will personally apply for you. Yes, I'll see if I can get you an associate membership. Now, if you don't mind, I have to go. Boomload calls.
Paolo, good man. Thelma's hunting for you. She's mental for a game of Scrabble.
Oh, I've brought her a bookmatron so she can beat me even more soundly.
Good man. Have to run. Betty's on the table. She's Greta Garbo this week, by the way.
I want to be alone.
Oh, I shall remember.
Oh, there you are, young man. Oh. Thought you'd never come.
All right, Thelma, I bought your book.
Ooh. Oh, Scrabble Dictionary. Well, thank you. Oh, look at all these lovely three-letter combinations.
So how have you been?
Oh, quite well, thank you. Do you like my hat?
Indeed I do. You look great, Thelma.
Oh, there's a terrible tendency to go native in here. One has to keep oneself up to scratch. Otherwise, it's downhill all the way, and one ends up like poor Janet here. Hello, Janet. Are you lost again?
I'm fine, thank you, my dear. I just came to see that the girl still hasn't moved.
Oh, what girl is that, Janet? You see what I mean? Cardigan and trainers, and the next thing is imaginary girls who don't move. Quite confused, poor old thing. What girl is that, Janet? Is it the one who feeds you?
No. This one is... Forget her name. She's lying quite still.
Perhaps she's asleep.
Well, maybe. But she's blocking my door.
No, there's no girl there. This happens a lot here. Elderly people, you see. Perhaps you will take her back to her room.
Of course.
It's on the other side of the courtyard. I'm sure you know the layout.
Sure, yeah. Come with me, Janet. All right. Oh, let me take my arm. Right. Now, Janet. This is your room. Where do you like to sit?
I sit here.
I see you there. There you go. Okay, and the girl isn't blocking your door anymore, so it'll be all right.
No, it's not this door. Over there.
What, the French windows? Oh, but, you know, I think you're right. I think there is something blocking. Oh, God. Jack. Oh, God.
Matron. Oh, nurse. You're one of the physios, are you, Jason?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah, can you...
So, Janet's taking his arm?
No, it's one of the nurses. Can you,
What's happened to him?
Oh, good.
Sharon.
Good God. Oh, no.
I think she must have fallen, you know, from up there.
That's her room.
Oh, Lord. Is she a pulse?
No, she's already cold, I'm afraid. Get me.
Yeah.
Can you wake her?
No, Janet. I don't think I can.
Well, that's the particulars taken, Paolo. Thanks for your help.
better go and talk to the other witness. Jason Crowley.
Oh, he's the physio here. Very upset by Sharon's death.
Can I ask you? What was she like as a person?
I didn't know her that well. She was a carer, quiet, considerate.
Was she happy?
She didn't seem unhappy. In fact, she told me she was getting married. Soon. So, well, it wasn't suicide in any case, if that's why you're asking.
I'm not asking. But why are you so sure?
Signs.
Oh.
No, she had bruising marks on her hands. Scratches. Somebody pushed her out of that window.
Poor thing.
Hmm.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
I'm looking for Sharon Quigley. They said...
All right, and who are you?
I'm her boyfriend. Kieran's my name. I was here earlier and I came back for her, but Matron said to come in here. Is there something wrong?
Yeah, look, Kieran,
There's something wrong, isn't there?
I should go.
Thanks, Paolo. Kieran, if you just have to come and sit down. I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
With respect, Father Baldi.
Please.
Paolo, this is another prime example of what I've been talking about. This young woman was a Catholic. Now, had you been there as a priest...
What, with the oils in my utility belt, like Batman? It would have made no difference. She'd been dead for some time. I said the act of contrition. Myself and Janet, first thing she's remembered in years.
Poor sad girl.
Ah, she was happy enough, I think.
I meant sad. Because she saw fit to take her own young life.
No, this wasn't suicide, Father Troy. This was murder.
Good God. Are you serious?
Absolutely. She was pushed out of the window, fighting for her life, it seems.
That's appalling. Terrible. I mean, do they know who did it?
Well, there's a boyfriend. I expect he'll be the first suspect. Though he seems broken-hearted. Well, as anyone might be.
And there's no one here?
It's an old people's home. People scream all the time and no one hears.
So, Sharon definitely told you she was getting married.
Yes. I asked her why she was singing one evening, and she said, because I'm getting married.
To her boyfriend?
Well, I assume so. Who else do you marry?
Well, you see, that's the thing. Her boyfriend, Kieran, denies absolutely she had asked him to marry her. So we have conflicting evidence.
Maybe he didn't want to get married.
But if she was pressing him... pressuring him.
Well, you don't kill someone because they want to get married.
You might kill them if there was something bigger they show.
Well, like jealousy.
I was thinking of pregnancy.
Ah! Is she? Well, was she?
Don't know. There'll be a post-mortem.
Madam, I'm full of no coffee!
Uh-oh. When come all buffalo die.
Ah, the man himself and Inspector Mann. In conclave? Any white smoke yet? I suppose you have it solved, Baldy.
No, do you?
Well, we have a piece of evidence from one of the residents. It's not conclusive, but it points us in a certain direction, I suppose.
Well, not all of them are trustworthy as witnesses. Betty Todd saw Michael Collins pushing a shopping trolley through the lounge last week.
Well, this one watches and listens. She'd be fairly on the ball now.
The Thelma.
That's right. You got that name out of me in jig time, Valley. But I don't want you leading her on now.
No, I won't. I only play Scrabble with her.
So, that becomes repossesses, and that puts on a triple letter and nine there.
Hold on, Thelma. What is this?
What?
This word. Coa that you're just giving yourself nine for.
Well, it's in your book here. It means...
You're supposed to know the meanings in advance, not bunging any three letters in...
A Hawaiian acacia.
What? Oh, yeah, go on.
Now, that's 54 and a triple 61. Quite good, eh?
Quite good. You were speaking to a friend of mine here.
Was I?
Yes, Superintendent Rin.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear he's a friend of yours. I found him rather gruff. And none too bright.
So what did you tell him? Foxes are the second,
Well, what I heard, Sharon's boyfriend roaring at her.
When?
About an hour before you found her.
About what?
About Jason.
Well, Jason who works here, the physio Jason?
The boyfriend was screaming about how she was a slut. How she was after Jason and had slept with him. Terribly unsavory stuff.
And it was definitely Sharon's boyfriend?
Oh, yes. I know his voice. He used to call up here sometimes.
Oh.
A student, I think. The most irregular, really. Oh, I seem to have some letters to add to your box. M and O. R and...
Oxymoron. Have you seen Father Troy this morning?
He went out early. Didn't have a bit of black pudding or anything.
An odd, gloomy man, Mrs. Reed.
Does he have any amusements at all?
His only weakness, strangely enough, is neighbours.
No. Oh, you'd never think it.
Still waters, Mrs. Reed. Should talk to him about some of your favourite characters and episodes. He'd like that.
Well, I will. Indeed. Fancy him liking my favourite programme.
The death of Sharon Quigley, a nurse at an old people's home in South Dublin. A man in his 20s.
Is that thing up where you're working?
Indeed it is, Mrs. Reed.
Well, they're after nabbing someone by the sounds of it.
They are, Mrs. Reed. I'm not sure it's the right someone.
Hello, Thelma.
Ah, Paolo. This is Jack. Jack, Dr. Baldy.
Mm.
Terrible at Scrabble. Worse than you.
We haven't met.
That's because this old Herbert stays in his room so much.
Oh.
Never comes out unless I drag him.
I'm not crippled. I'm just not very mobile.
Oh, he hasn't got his pins, but he has his marbles, eh? But what are you doing up here again?
Well, I'm out of my routine a bit, Thelma, not since Sharon.
Everyone's routine is disturbed since that girl's death.
How are people coping?
Lots of them don't even realise. Of course, Jack here is broken-hearted. Aren't you, Jack?
Be afraid of being murdered in your bed.
Oh, we've had the police in every day, including quite a pretty woman. Seems far too young to be a guard. But they say she's a detective inspector.
I know her. Tina Mann.
She interviewed our resident Casanova, Jason. He was quite pink about the ears.
Maybe she just wanted to chat him up, huh?
Oh, listen to him. He's got all the phrases. Chat him up.
So, is Jason around?
I haven't seen him. But you could try the physio room. Or Matron Mado. She's clearing Sharon's room.
Jason. Hi. Paolo Baldy.
How are you? Oh, how could I forget? What are you net like?
Yes. Are you over it?
No chance. I didn't know Sharon that well, but I really liked her. Everyone really liked her.
Yes, poor thing. She mentioned she was planning to get married. Did she ever mention that to you?
No, she didn't tell you the truth.
I mean, I assume she meant a boyfriend.
Well, it certainly wouldn't have been me. I'm married. Now, I have to go. Keep fit time for the old dears, eh?
Yes, sir. Just, of course. I just wanted to see how you were getting over it.
Paolo, what brings you up here?
Oh, I just came up to see how people are coping.
Look at this, what I found stacked under the bed. Bride's magazine. 10 or 12. Poor thing. She was definitely planning on the big day.
Yes. May I see? Oh, good grief.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm just amazed at the price of these things.
Oh, you can't tell me anything about the cost of weddings. This could marry last year. You could go bankrupt getting married these days, Paolo.
Where's the nearest phone, Matron?
I shall use the one in my office.
Thanks.
No phoning Australia now.
What have you got for me?
Something really interesting. I'll sit down. About Sharon and Jason.
This is out. Ring's got me looking for anything on Jason to shore up his case against the boyfriend.
Well, I've got something all right, but it won't shore up Ring's case. Look.
Bride's magazine.
From Sharon's room. The place was coming down with them. 10 or 12.
Why is her pink?
The modern dilemma. Poor girl. She was certainly intent on getting married.
She was all right, but wait till you see to whom.
What do you mean?
Go and open it up.
Oh, there's a note here. A letter.
Next page.
And another one.
Yeah. Poor drat, Tina. Crossed out. To Jason's wife from Sharon, telling her she was going to marry Jason. Four drafts that never got sent. Read that one.
I am reading.
Well, all that one. They're all pretty much the same.
You must understand Jason loves me and wants to marry me. Oh, God, what a mess. People. There's no point in trying to stop us.
Now there's a motive. See? Imagine having that little sword of Damocles hanging over the wedding bed.
Well, indeed. Gosh, Paolo, what can I say? I mean, this
Well, you know, it's not firm evidence.
Well, it's certainly a reason enough to concentrate on Jason.
Well,
better get these back to the station, huh? Right.
Sure. Would you like to come to the cinema club with me? I'm allowed to bring guests.
Well, this is so sudden. What night?
Friday. It's a James Stewart retrospective.
Iconic, eh, Paolo? I'd love to come, but I'm doing something.
Ah, right.
Another time, eh?
Yes.
And look, thanks for these. Well done.
Oh, Superintendent Rin.
Baldy, I
sit down.
Oh, okay.
Is everything all right?
Right as rain.
Detective Inspector Mann?
Good as gold. Head turned a bit with post hoc and propter hoc and stuff. Stuff you put in it. But otherwise...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So?
Well, I thought I'd pop up and say thanks for the letters you sniffed out. And, of course, they put a different picture on the whole thing. So? Well, I know we... I sometimes rag you about solving things, but I'm kind of watching you, and you have a talent, an eye for these things. So we've got hold of some photos. I'd like you to have a look.
I'm not entirely with you.
Well, those letters you turned up, they put this fellow Jason in the spotlight. Mahan went round to his house. He was as nervous as a kitten. Turns out she arrived slap bang in the middle of him trying to destroy some photos. Burned them. Mm. Only Mahan got hold of them.
Well, now. And what do these photos show?
Well, what they show is that our friend Jason had an intimate relationship with Sharon. Which he denied when we first talked to him. So he's telling fibs.
How do you know it was intimate?
But the girl had no clothes on. These are intimate, believe me.
And you want me to look at them?
I do.
Why?
Like I said, you seem to have a kind of gift for the old clues. You needn't mention we had this little talk to Mann, of course.
Oh, do you not want me to?
Oh, come on, Baldy. A chat between men.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon her. May she rest in peace.
Amen. Well, that's it. Why don't I push you over to the van, Jack?
I could manage it myself. But okay.
That's the boyfriend. He looks absolutely distraught, poor fellow.
It would appear he's no longer a suspect.
And there's that guard, the rude one, talking to Jason.
Do you know, I think the rude one is arresting the fit one.
Oh, good Lord, pal, I think you're right. They put him in the car. Our little Casanova.
I don't mind who they get, as long as they get someone.
Can I talk to you?
I wish you would. Mrs. Reed keeps jabbering on about a bunch of people from somewhere called Ramsey Street. She seems to think I know them. Incomprehensible stuff.
Sorry, it's my fault.
You know them?
Sort of. I'll call her off, I promise.
Mrs. Reed's out.
It's a girl. A woman.
Yes, it's for me. We'll go into the parlour.
Aren't you going to introduce me?
Well, it's business. You'll find it dull. I'll take you to the cinema club instead.
Thanks.
Please.
Mm. Rin sent me up with the photos. He wants you to look at them.
Oh, any idea why?
Well, God knows how that mind works. He'd be Machiavelli if he was smarter. But here's what I think he's up to. I mentioned in passing that I thought there was something odd about the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Rin thinks I know what's odd about them.
And do you?
I don't really, but Rin thinks I see something he doesn't and that I'm not telling him. So, he's called in the referee.
Me?
You.
Mm. Well, let's have a look then.
There they are. She's a good body. Pert, I think the word is. Oh, by the way, she wasn't pregnant. You're not looking, Paolo. You're... What's that thing horses do?
Bridling, and I'm not. I'm trying to figure out. There's, there's something weird about them. Look at that one. This one.
Yeah?
You see, Sharon seems to be totally ignoring the photographer. There's no attempt to pose. It doesn't feel like something happening between...
lovers?
It's almost as if she doesn't know she's being photographed.
Or doesn't care.
Yes, but she was wildly in love with Jason. Doesn't that mean that...
Well, you tell me. Are the semiotics run out here?
Oh, gosh, I'm paying for that.
Sorry, I'm teasing. It could mean she felt so easy in the presence of that person that she was perfectly relaxed. You know the feeling.
It is, of course. Yes, and there's no little Rembrandt face in the mirror to say who's taking these shots.
Unless you can find one. Rin assumes it's Jason. Though Jason denies it. But it seems significant that he was trying to destroy them.
Indeed it does. But can I study these in my own time?
Without me breathing down your neck, you mean?
No. Well, I mean, yes, but, you know, it's only a...
Paolo. I'm joking. Look, I have to go anyway.
Oh.
Take a good look. And, enjoy the cinema club.
Oh, you remembered.
Yeah, Friday night, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going out with someone myself. So, ciao.
Damn. Oh, get a grip, Paolo.
James Stewart is the photographer, and the baddie is Raymond Burr, who later became Perry Mason. And this lonely husband, she was on the...
Sorry.
You're on the low cholesterol breakfast, you see.
Huh?
Just the one black pudding. Huh?
Oh, the woman is a tyrant. She caught me on the way out and hauled me back.
God's will, Father Troy. Did you enjoy the film?
Excellent. But, you know, I was thinking, I don't know if we'd get away with it these days.
What do you mean?
Well, it's almost the hero is Peeping Tom, isn't it? I mean, there he sits in the wheelchair taking pictures of people in their rooms.
He watches. He doesn't take pictures. Oh, good grief.
What?
Here, have my black pudding if you want.
What?
I need to nip off to the university.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh.
Jerry.
Doc Bowling.
Did you tell me once that you were in the camera club?
I did.
Does that mean that you know something about them?
Stalwart in the club, Doc. King of the telephoto.
Perfect. And you're not busy next session.
How did you know that, Doc?
Oh, some sixth sense. Will you come with me and look at some photos?
Sure, Doc. Where?
Why don't we just nip into the department? So, I'm right. I am. These weren't taken inside the room, were they?
It's well spotted, though, Doc. The depth of field of difference is really marginal. They were taken from quite close with a long lens, something like an 800mm, maybe even 1,000.
Just tell me one other thing, Jerry. If I showed you the room this girl was in when these pictures were taken, could you work out where they were taken from?
Depends.
Why don't we go and have a look?
That's Sharon's room up there, right?
Yes.
So it must be one of the windows on that side. So which one? Hmm. Well, the telephone line pretty much settles it.
So?
Let's go back up to her room.
Right, go. Carry on that with you. Right, it's not that one. It's there. It's the window diagonally across from us.
You sure?
Sure.
Well, then let's go and see whose room it is.
Oh, the Doc! Doc! Someone's just come over to the window. There he is, Doc.
Well, look who we have here.
Jack. All right, have you come in?
What do you want?
Photos of Sharon.
What about them?
Did you take them?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Photos of Sharon? She's dead.
Before she died. They were shot from here, from this room.
Well, they may have been, but I didn't take them. Now get out of me room, you're upsetting me.
Jack, there's a young man... hello. Is everything all right?
He's annoying me.
Well, that does not sound a bit like our Dr. Baldy.
No, it's okay, Selma. I'm just leaving. How did that look? Not very well. He denies he took them. I think he's lying, but I can't prove anything. And I can't figure out why I'm chasing at them. Unless, of course...
Of course what, Doc?
Well, what's the first thing you think about when there's photos on the case?
Black and white prints?
Blackmail, Jerry, blackmail. That's why Jason had the photos.
Time to call in Claude, then, sounds like.
Nah, not just yet. There's something I need to do first.
Paolo, what can I do for you?
Hello, Matron. Well, it's Selma's friend, Jack. She's helping him look after his accounts, and she's a little worried where the money's going. He hasn't started up any accounts over the last year, has he?
Selma's asking this.
She thinks Jack's getting a little confused.
Well, she's as sharp as a pin anyway. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she's running an eye over his figures with a spring wedding in mind. No, stop giggling. It happens all the time in here. It doesn't stop at your age or mine, I'll tell you.
Accounts, the new accounts.
I was getting round to it, Paolo. Funny enough, Jack has been getting me to put money into a savings account. Not a huge amount now. In the branch down the road, this last couple of months. Uh-huh. Would that be what Thelma's talking about?
Well, it could be, Matron, indeed. It could well be. Thank you.
Oh, terrible thing about Jason, eh? Mm-hmm. They say she was about to spill the beans to the wife, and that's why she got the heave-ho. I'm still not the better of any of it. Love's a terrible curse all the same, isn't it? Do you not think that?
You know, I sometimes do, Matron. The rear window was on at the cinema club.
The one I stood you up for?
Where James Stewart takes photographs to all the windows across the square.
I know, it's with Grace Kelly. When the one who gets stood up, Miss Lonely Hearts.
Well, I suddenly saw, clear as day, the reason Sharon was disengaged wasn't because she knew the person who was taking the photographs. It was because she didn't know she was being photographed at all. The shots were being taken from outside her room, from across the courtyard.
Where stood who?
Well, sat who, more like. Jack was taking them.
The old fellow in the wheelchair?
Yes, him.
Wow, semiotics rules.
Well, except it doesn't. The story was turned on its head. The guy in the wheelchair is supposed to be the hero, not the villain. Anyway.
Blackmail came into your head.
How did you know?
Because it's the most obvious role for these photos.
Jack took the photos. Hmm? Jason or Sharon found them.
They took to blackmailing him.
Then the whole thing was put at risk by Sharon's losing the plot. Jason did for Sharon, and then remembering the photos, tried to get rid of them.
Anything to support this. Jack.
Well, he denies it. Well, get this. He started a savings account about 3 months ago.
Did he? Hmm? And how did you find out?
Well, a certain economy with the truth.
Oh?
Well, it's bluff, though. No, not lies. Well, maybe. Anyway, what do you think?
It's very interesting.
Oh, it's more than... Time to have another go at Jack.
Paolo, look, you've done brilliantly, but this is a police investigation.
Oh,
really, I should proceed from here with Superintendent Rin.
Well, and have him arrest Matron or Janet. Let's just go one more step, eh? Then you can hand it over to Rin.
Look!
Jack! Okay, then it's over to Rin. I promise.
Yeah, I took the photos. But she led me on. Taken off her clothes with the curtains wide open. What was I to do?
Close your curtains, Jack. Then you won't have to see. Whipping out the old box brownie and taking shots isn't the business.
Where is it, by the way?
In the trunk, in its case. Haven't used it since.
My photo expert says they're very good.
I was a photographer. Weddings, mainly.
Right, so, next thing, you're being blackmailed, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you report it to the Gardaí?
I'd have been pegged out of here, maybe faced charges. And it wasn't a lot.
How much?
$250 a month. She was getting married. She said it would stop. She'd give them back.
Okay. Well, Jack, we will need you to testify, so...
Will it be made public?
We'll do our best to get you through this, Jack. You've been a bit stupid, but you didn't see how it would end. So tell the truth, and we'll do our best. Right. Super time, eh?
So, to recap, as they say, we're saying Jason and Sharon were blackmailing Jack.
What's Jack admit?
Jason wanted to stop the relationship because it was threatening his marriage, and so he killed Sharon.
Couldn't have summed it up better myself.
You were summing it up yourself, Baldy. Anyway, here it goes.
Jack. This is Superintendent Wren. Who's in charge of the case?
Good afternoon, Mr. Keating. I know my junior officer has already spoken to you, but I'd like a word. A preliminary chat, in a way. And later we may proceed to a formal taped interview.
Look, all I did was act a maggot, and then the agent...
Well, Detective Inspector Mahon has told me you've been cooperative. So we'll do what we can, okay? Now, a quick review of the facts to see if I've got them right. You took photos of Sharon from this window.
Yeah.
Jason Crowley got a hold of them.
Well, you tell me. I don't know that someone stole them. I took it to be Sharon. But maybe you know better.
Okay. Well, okay, we'll move along. Jason and Sharon proceeded to blackmail you and persuaded you to pay them.
Wait a minute. You keep mentioning Jason.
Yes.
Jason had nothing to do with it.
What?
Sharon was the one who did the business. I never saw Jason at all.
But you're saying it was Sharon on her own who blackmailed you?
Yeah.
But you're then... But that makes the nonsense of the whole theory, Baldy.
Look, you didn't tell us that, Jack.
You didn't ask.
Right. This interview is over. I'm sorry for wasting your time, Mr. Keating. I may ask you for a formal statement later.
It's still...
Now, don't talk to me, Baldy. Out of here, man. There's a third unit.
Bye then, Inspector, Commander, Superintendent.
Close the door behind you, eh?
So, of course, at that point, the whole house of cards collapsed. Rin was murderous. He'd bet on me, and as far as he was concerned, I'd fallen at the last, which, of course, I had. And now I'm out of the loop. I'm flying blind.
This is not what I came here to do.
Please, look, you heard the facts. Help me out.
Really, Powers?
Please.
Well, I still think you can't discount Jason.
No?
He lied all through. Doesn't that make him a suspect?
Well, he lied to save his marriage. Lots of people do that.
Why did he try to destroy the evidence? The photos?
Because they linked him to Sharon. Simple as that. She was dead. There was a police investigation. Now, I don't believe it's Jason, and neither does Rin anymore, which is why he's so cross with me.
So who does Rin believe it is?
Jack, if he's any sense. Jack's the obvious suspect now. He was being blackmailed by Sharon alone, as we now know, and there was a simple way to stop the blackmail.
But could he push Sharon out the window? You say he's in a wheelchair.
Well, the low sills, and he's quite strong.
So you think it's Jack?
No.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man, stop being so infuriatingly gnomic.
See, what worries me is neither Jason nor Jack have the really big motive, big enough to kill for. Now, in the film...
Power, this is life, not film. And I do wish you'd stop pacing the room. You look like Groucho Marx.
Well, in the film, see, the killing was for love. The person Raymond Burr played was deeply flawed, but he loved another person to distraction. He had the big motive, big enough to kill for.
You seem to have learned an alarming amount about romantic love in a short time.
By that token, what should have happened is that Sharon should have killed Jason's wife. Hmm? Or vice versa. Don't you see?
I don't know what I see. I'm not a detective, nor are you. At least... Last time we spoke seriously about your future, you weren't. Tomorrow is my last day. Can we continue with the business I came here for?
Yes, I'm finished, I promise. It's of no consequence.
Well, thank God for that.
Say, which way will Rin jump, I wonder?
Baldy!
Sorry. My future. Yeah, let's talk about my future.
You're looking very tired this morning, Father Baldy. If you don't mind me saying so.
I didn't sleep a wink, Mrs. Reed. I'm going up to Broom Lodge after morning lectures. I won't be home for lunch.
You're full time up there.
Well, funnily enough, I think this will be my last day.
Well, take your umbrella. It's teeming. Oh, there's some flowers in the hall for you. Someone called Tina. Oh. I didn't open the envelope. There was a card.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Reed.
Father Troy took a good long look. He didn't seem a bit pleased.
Ah, the Howard man. Is it wetting up here?
It is. Can I leave this for Inspector Mann?
Oh, is it a Billy Doo?
What?
Oh, she's a popular garda, Detective Inspector Mann.
It's an operational matter. Did you just wink at me?
I'm only ragging you. She's out with the super. She'll be back in 20 minutes if you want to wait.
No, I'll get on. You make sure she gets it, though. It's important.
Oh, well, indeed. Watch out for deep puddles.
There you are.
Thelma, just going up to Sharon's room. You want a game of Scrabble later?
Oh, that would be nice.
I never saw you walk with a stick before.
Oh, rheumatism, my dear. The rain brings it on. I must be getting old. So, poor Jackson's very out, very withdrawn. And I believe the guard visited him.
Yes, just a visit.
Yes, and I believe that you were there too. A little bird told me. The guard don't suspect him, do they?
No, they don't, Selma.
Oh, that's good. Very good. He's a fine man, Palo. Girls find him very attractive. Did you know that?
Yes, I can see that. In any case, the Guardi don't have him on their list of suspects. So far.
What do you mean, so far?
Well, I'm about to change their view of this case. I know things that they don't. Things that point conclusively to Jack.
Ah, here we are.
Window. This is where she was pushed to her death.
Poor thing.
Yeah, you see, I know Jack took photos of Sharon. She was blackmailing him and...
Tempted.
Was...
Oh, but she tried to lure him. All the time I saw her. You see, she had the room across from him and she let him on. Oh, you can't imagine. She was a hussy. Absolutely brazen. She wanted to marry him. Did you know that? But see, he was mine. Is mine.
Well, it's for the chop. If someone doesn't save him, that is.
What do you mean?
Well, he's going to be charged with this. And convicted, I guess. Well, Jack had motive, means and opportunity. All I'm looking for now is to use the final piece in the jigsaw. To see if a man in a wheelchair could have pushed a girl out of this window.
Like... Yes! Oh, like to hear that. Yes!
Please,
Selma. You see, I'm very sorry. I'd like to. But Jack is...
Selma, please. Help!
Scream through, but see, there's no one here. There's only old people.
Help me, someone!
Yes! Go! Get away! No! Grab!
I can't go. Reach up.
Here.
Thank you.
You okay?
She's beating my knuckles with a stick.
You're lucky I got your note.
Where's she gone?
Legged it.
Oh, no.
There's two mules below. They'll catch her.
Oh. Well, I was pushing her. Yeah, I thought that if I fingered Jack, I might get her to confess. It didn't occur to me she'd simply push back. Oh, rear window was a kind of spooky analogy, but it was back to front.
One more time. In English?
Well, the story was turned on its head, and when I reviewed it in one last long, sleepless night, I saw that we were back to the constants that run deep under all human behaviour. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Still don't get the logic, sorry.
Well, I suddenly saw that it was Thelma who was in love with someone and was willing to kill for it. No one else had that big motivation.
Love. Some conundrum, eh?
There's something I wanted to ask you. Why did Jason have the pictures when he wasn't party to the blackmail?
Sharon sent them. With a little token. Jack had taken loads and she'd sent the best.
Oh. And why in God's name did he keep them?
Come on, Paolo. You're messing, right? You want to know why men keep pictures of girls with no clothes on?
No. I suppose it's obvious.
No, no, I thought so. Now, can I take you out tonight?
Out?
To dinner. I owe you.
Me?
Great. There's a noodle bar near the Gaiety Theatre called Tampopo. See you at 8.
Yes, please. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, see you then. Oh, yeah. There's one last thing. It never occurred to me that Thelma might have been the killer. She seemed more like Miss Lonely Hearts to me. The one who always has been stood up.
Well, there was a Miss Lonely Hearts, but it wasn't her.
Who was it then?
I'll tell you someday, okay? You're really serious about taking me out?
8 o'clock. Tampopo. See you.
Why are you dressed like that?
Oh, Lord. I was going out. It slipped my mind about our meeting.
It's my last night. We have done less than 3/4 of the work.
I was asked to dinner. Oh, Lord. I sort of forgot.
You've agreed to this, Father Baldy.
I know.
Who are you going out with, by the way?
The police inspector.
Well, surely you can talk to him another evening. We really need to do this, you and I.
Yes, I suppose we do. Oh, do you mind if Miss Lonely Hearts makes a call?
Miss Lonely Hearts? I presume that is some kind of metaphor?
It is.
And are you going to explain it?
Not likely. See you in 5 minutes.
In Miss Lonely Hearts by Barry Devlin, the part of Paolo Baldi was played by David Threlfall, and Tina by Tina Kelleher. Father Troy by T.P. McKenna. Superintendent Wrynn, Owen Rowe, and Mrs. Reed by Margaret Darcy. Thelma was played by Mary Jones. Jack, Des Neelan. Janet, Doreen Keogh. Matron, Julia Dearden. And Jason by Mario Rosenstock. Breeda was played by Anne Byrne. Tolan, Mark Vereen. Kieran, Shane O'Neill. And the Sergeant by Malcolm Douglas. Baldi was created by Barry Devlin for Sarah Lawson Productions and developed and produced by BBC Northern Ireland. Baldi was directed in Belfast by Lawrence Jackson.